From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting U.S. hostage policy undergoes pro-family changes. President Obama Wednesday ordered changes in how the government treats the family members of loved ones taken captive, saying the days of threatened criminal charges for trying to negotiate with terrorist kidnappers or paying ransom for their freedom are over. The announcement came after a six-month review.
We are clarifying that our policy does not prevent communication with hostage takers by our government, the families of hostages, or third parties who help these families. And, when appropriate, our government may assist these families and private efforts in those communications.
However, the long-term government policy of making concessions with terrorists, including paying of ransom, will not change. Reuters news agency reports suspected Boko Haram militants Wednesday attacked a village in southern Niger, killing at least five people. The militant group is blamed for killing nearly 40 in the same region last week. At least 10 killed, dozens wounded when a girl detonated explosives Tuesday in a market in Yobe State in northeast Nigeria. Survivors of the attack are being treated at the state's specialist hospital, where Garba Fike is medical director.
Today we had 26 victims. Four were brought after we spoke, bringing the total number to 30. Three has had surgeries here in this hospital. Three have been transferred to Federal Medical Center in Nguru.
On Monday, a teenage girl killed at least 20 people in the Borno state capital, Maiduguri. There were no claims of responsibility, but suspicion has fallen on the Sunni insurgent group, Boko Haram, which has kidnapped young girls and women and used some for such attacks in its six-year effort to establish an Islamic caliphate. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry departs Friday for Vienna in the final stretch of international negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. Negotiators have set a self-imposed deadline of June 30th to reach a comprehensive agreement, keeping Tehran from acquiring nuclear weapons and lifting sanctions. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday said it's far from certain a deal could be reached in time.
The negotiations continue to be difficult, but there continues to be a good faith effort on both sides to try to complete them in the timetable that we've laid out. So there's a reason that they continue to negotiate, but I don't want to leave with the impression that all of the difficult challenges have been resolved.
On Wednesday, Iran's Guardian Council ratified legislation that requires the government to protect the country's nuclear rights. It also bans access to military sites and scientists by international inspectors. Burundi's second vice president has fled the country and denounced President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid to extend his stay in power and has now reportedly arrived in Belgium. Gervais Rufyikiri told France's 24 television Wednesday he is against what he called the president's illegal third term. Mr. Nkurunziza's bid for re-election sparked violent protests in the capital of Bujumbura, triggering a failed coup last month. Critics say he's violating a two-term limit in the Constitution and accords that ended Burundi's civil war. French President François Hollande phoned President Obama Wednesday to discuss allegations of U.S. eavesdropping on French leaders. Mr. Obama is said to have repeated promises to stop spying tactics that are considered unacceptable between allies. NATO's Secretary General says the alliance will not be forced into a Cold War-style arms race with Russia. Jens Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels Wednesday the alliance must upgrade its military capabilities to defend member states.
We do not seek confrontation, and we do not want a new arms race. We want to keep our nations safe. And faced with many challenges from many directions, we need to be prepared.
His comments followed the disclosure by U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter. The U.S. will pre-position tanks and other equipment in six Eastern European NATO countries. The head of the UN Commission of Inquiry on Rights Abuses in Eritrea has called for an investigation into whether the Asmara government should face charges of crimes against humanity. Mike Smith helped author a year-long report documenting what is described as a repressive system where people are routinely arrested, tortured, killed, or disappear. The deadly Ebola virus has made a resurgence in Sierra Leone and Guinea, where Reuters reports four villages southeast of the capital, Conakry, have been placed under a 21-day quarantine. Ebola cases have also appeared in Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown, the first in nearly 3 weeks. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.